So I will tell you how we acquired all these animals. Then when we came back to Mehrabad, Mehrabad would be our halting place. You see, we should travel north, east, south, west, everywhere. And finally we would come back to Mehrabad. Hardly stay for a month and Baba said, pack again, we are going here now, we are going here. So while we were traveling, we were in Calcutta. And Baba took us to the marketplace and we went to the pet shop where they had all these pets in the cages, you know. As Baba's passing by one of the cages, a little hand comes out and pulls on Baba's sleeve, you know, and tugging at it. And we all stopped and Baba stopped. And it's the cutest little monkey we've ever seen. It looked like a human baby, you know. So small, blue eyes, golden hair, red cheeks, and such delicate little hands and fingers and everything, like a real human being. So sweet. And it would trill, you know, it would whistle. And he pulled on Baba's sleeve like that and looked at him, you know. And Baba looking at him, he wouldn't let go of Baba's sleeve. So Baba asking Mehra, shall we take him? And Mehra said, yes, Baba is so cute, let's buy him. So we bought that monkey. And Baba called him, because he was never still. He was jumping all the time. So Baba called him Jumpu. Baba named all the animals, you know. He would just fantastic names, but they were like Jumpu for the monkey, Lucky for that little other monkey which he gave to Norina to take care of. Jumpu was in our charge, Kitty and mine. So Kitty would have him half day and I would have him half day. But Jumpu, Lucky didn't smell so bad, but Jumpu had a peculiar smell. I've never smelt anywhere, I tell you. I mean, that animal, we bathed him with carbolic soap, we put all sorts of things on it, but that smell just went. Well, Kitty would sleep in the afternoons and put Lucky on her chest, yeah? And Kitty smelled like Jumpu then. He said, Kitty, please, please, Kitty, please. I mean, Jumpu is bad enough. Now you don't have to smell like that. Oh, no, 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 it's all right, it's all right. No, no, Kitty, please don't put Jumpu on it. You smell all day, Kitty. I mean, Jumpu, we can tie him away far, but please don't be happy with you. She was great reluctant. Then she put a cloth and then Jumpu would sit on it. But Jumpu was very sensitive. He was like a human being, you know. Oh, is it Aloba's time? I must get up, huh? If Aloba wants to come. He was very sensitive in this sense. If we didn't pay heed to him, he behaved like a child, you know. We'd say Jumpu, and he'd become very cross, and he'd go like this. He was cross because you didn't pay attention to him. Jumpu. So, come on, Jumpu, be a good boy. Jumpu, come on, give me a nice kiss, Jumpu. No, he was so, he'd become all red in the face and he didn't like it, he didn't like this. You know, like a human being, I'm cross with you, I don't want to see you. Yeah. So, we had to be very careful not to. So, I would tie him because I was cooking, you see, and I couldn't take care of him on my shoulder or around me, I would smell everywhere. So, I would, the kitchen, the big kitchen, you see, that has a window. So, there was a little perch, I put a little perch, then tied Jumpu over there. So I could talk to him through the window all the time. Hello, Jumpu. Yeah, then I'd give him peanuts and things like that to eat. And I said, I kept on talking, you know, he wanted attention all the time. So I had to run between two kitchens, so I would, every time I stood there and talked to him, gave him something to eat. And he was very happy. Then after lunch, Kitty took over. So she would then take him to rest and then bring him down until put him to bed in the night. So Jumpu behaved like a human being. Then we had Moti, the peacock. You heard of Moti, he was a beautiful peacock. Beautiful. And when his feathers were in full bloom, you know, all his tail and all. Moti looked gorgeous, I tell you. People go miles out to see peacocks and things like that, but you never see Moti dance. Moti would dance, and as soon as I rang the bell for lunch, 11 o'clock sharp, I had to ring the bell. Moti would, who would come running first? Moti. He'd hear the bell, he would be perched on a big swing or on the high tree over there on the tower. He'd come down running so fast like this, and do you know where he would go? We had little long benches. for as our tables under the shed, and small stools. We didn't have any tables or things fancy like that. So we had benches, and we joined two benches and stools on each side, and we all sat down. Moti would come and stand on that table and start dancing, mind you, with his full plumage out, and he would strut along. No, Moti, you can't do this now. We are going to eat. Moti, no. And he didn't like it. He didn't like it. So at last, you know what I had to do? I'd go round the back, and his feathers are all spread out like that. I'd go where the soft feathers were in the back, you know. I'd catch hold of his tail and just push him off the bench, you know. He'd turn around so angry, look at me, and you know, peacocks are very spiteful, very revengeful, you know. If you hurt them, or if you, you do things to them which they don't like, they know that they never forget, never. Because we had Baidul's wife there, Sultan. She one day, you know, he would come into the kitchen where they were making chapatis, and he would come and peck in the dough. So Sultan, she was had that rolling pin in her hand, and she said, "Ah, go away, Moti." And she took that stick and showed him like that, you know. He never forgot. One day, she was in the shed. I don't know what she was doing. Moti came and sat on her head, you know, and pecking at her. Yeah. And she's screaming away, "Baba, Baba." We all run. Oh my God, Sultan. Moti sitting on her head, you know, with his big claws like this, sitting on it, and trying to look where to peck at her, you know. So we just came and saved poor Sultan. I said, "He's never forgot, never forget." Peacocks, camels, and elephants, they never forget. If you harm them, they will always find you and take revenge. So don't ever tease an elephant, huh? Yeah. There's a story about that elephant and the tailor. Do you know that? This is what we were told. There was a tailor who used to sit in the marketplace, and this elephant would roam about, and he was very friendly with all, and everybody gave him a banana or something and vegetables. And the tailor had nothing to give him to eat, so tailor would sometimes give him to eat, and he would come with his trunk, you know, look like that. So one day the tailor got very annoyed, and he says, "What is this bothering me every day?" He took this needle in his hand and poked it on his trunk. It pierced him, you know, nicely. It hurt him, of course. This elephant ran away. Then next day he came. He filled his trunk with all the dirty water in the thing and came back to the tailor's shop and sprayed the whole dirty mess on his little shop. So never play mischief with the elephant, huh? Even camels, they never forget. They can be very spiteful, yeah. They will take revenge. So we had, Baba then had all this menagerie. We got a real zoo up on the hill, you know. Against the wall, these pens with nettings and woodwork and everything was built. And Baba got more monkeys. There were so many dogs, cats, geese, turkey, chickens, ducks, and what else did we have? Oh, the deer and rabbit and the peacocks. More peacocks came, and the lamb.
All at the same time.
And the English bulls.
Huh? All these animals at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, they were all there. Yes, and the English pigs. Yeah, and they're so tiny. These nice little English. They're very cute, my dear. But you know where they were put? Next to my bed up. Because they were too tiny, and you know, wild, and sometimes the hyenas or foxes would roam up wherever, and they could dig under and take away these little animals. So the two small monkeys which had arrived newly and the pigs were kept up near my bed. So all night these little pigs, you know what they did? They had the little trotters, you know. They were and I couldn't sleep. And then they would squeak, and Elizabeth would bring the feeding bottles and put two feeding bottles in their mouths, and they would go. And I heard all night, I heard these trotters, and I heard them sucking that milk, and I just couldn't sleep, you know. And then the monkeys, the stench, oh, I thought I was sleeping in a zoo. So I never went up, I just went to go to bed in the morning, get up in the morning as fast as I could. And then, of course, the parents were cleaned and everything. But because they were tiny, there were no other place, you know, Elizabeth wanted them near her. But they were put quite close to my bed, so they were very nice. I was entertained all night. And I would tell Elizabeth, I think they're growing up now. You should look at them now. They're grown up now. They can very well. Then Baba also came up, I think. Baba smelt also and said, So I think they were removed later on. But Baba called them Nutty and Gutty, the two pigs. Then in the end, they came so small, you know how big they became? This size. Yes, I had to cook for the pigs also, the vegetables and all the, you know, all the, whatever, big vessel like this for two of them. They became so big, so huge, you know. I couldn't believe that they were so tiny ones. And so Baba removed, when we went to Bangalore, removed the whole menagerie to Bangalore. So we had them there also. And we had to look after them. Each one was assigned a monkey, a dog, a lamb, this. So we had to look after them. And Baba would come round in the evenings after his mast work and everything was finished. He'd visit all the pens, see that everything was clean and they were well fed. And then he would feed them with his own hands. So we had them while we had. And then when we had Baba in the new life, of course, dispersed everything. Excuse me. He had to disperse the animals also. But they were given away to all Baba lovers with the understanding that nobody should ever sell them, nobody should ever eat them or give them away. They had to keep them till they died with them. So each Baba lover in Anaga, Ahmadnagar, was given an animal. Then after many years, when I visited Mehrabad and I was going up, somebody showed me, Kitty, that's Jampu. I couldn't believe it. Jampu had turned so ugly, so big, like this, he became this size. He looked completely different. I said, oh my God, my little Jampu was so beautiful, look at this. I couldn't recognize him, you know, he turned so ugly. Didn't like him.
Did he recognize you?
No, I saw him from a distance. I didn't go close to him. He wouldn't have recognized me. I think he became a little wild because he was tied up all day. Now, we used to take care of our animals, take them for walks, you know, in the compound also. But we loved our animals. And the turkey was, you know, the turkey can be very ferocious. You ever kept turkey?
Mm.
Oh. We had the turkey and his two little turkey, hen turkeys. Huh? One day, I mean, if you just go near them, it was a job feeding them, you know. But then, sometimes when they were set loose, free to roam about, they chased you. You know, I mean, it was a chase between the turkey and us. You know? And what? They would come bite our calves. They could be very bad. Yeah, I was very scared of the turkey. I didn't like them. And they ran after you. Yeah. But we had to keep them up, locked up all the time. It was a big pen, they had a yard to move about. It was. But sometimes when they got free, they played havoc. Yeah. And one day, Lucky got free from Norina's hands and upstairs. So you know what he did? He jumped all over the place. Ink bottles came down smashing. Toothpaste were thrown out or squeezed out. I mean, he was just wild. Nobody could control Lucky that day. And then Norina, we said, Norina, whatever is happening, lipstick tubes are here, there, everywhere smeared. He was mad, you know. But then Baba got rid of all. And we got rid of us and got rid of all the animals also. He sent us all out in the new life. He took only the four ladies as four companions and the 20 men, 20 or 22 men. And that's that. Finished. Now what's the time? I think I have to go now.
But what? Then you got a new name after the new life. You became Irani-san.
That was in the consulate. Irani-san. No. Yeah, they all call me Irani-san now here. Yeah. Over here too. Follow Aloba. Everybody. Irani-san. So, excuse me, what did you say?
I just wanted Cracker, the little Scotty. Scotty,
yes.
Of Mara and Baba.
Yeah, yeah, that I think we acquired him in Dehradun somewhere. Yeah. Cute little doggy, yes, but very, very hot-tempered, very hot-tempered. Yeah. He was a one-man dog, you know. So Baba had given me, while Baba and Baba came to Mara, Pimple Mera Zadhya, Kitty and I were up on Mehrabad Hill, and Baba asked Kitty and me to look after Cracker and another dog, Nappy. Cracker one day escaped, ran through under the gate and went out running. We couldn't find him. The other dogs had destroyed him, killed him. So we found his body and then that. I was so scared what Baba would say. Baba said, didn't take care of me. I said, Baba, we tried our best, but Scotty would just run away. So he had a bad end. Was beaten up, attacked the other wild dog.